Hey y'all, this podcast is all about empowering women who grew up without mothers or who had toxic mother relationships to find healing, strength, and connection. I talk about my experiences and the lessons I learned along the way, and I'm still growing and learning to heal with the different challenges that come up in my everyday life that sometimes reopen wounds. I also encourage any woman that wants to share their story and the things that they learned on their journey, please DM me on Instagram at Shifting the Narrative Without an E. I would love to do a podcast with you. And maybe your story can help someone else. So, if you've been following along, I've talked about self-worth, anxiety, and my journey in healing from trauma. But where's the joy? So today we're going to kind of shift the focus a bit, talk about something that might not always seem like it fits in with, you know, the serious work of healing, but enjoying life while you work on yourself is very important because life is too short and you don't want to blink and look back that you didn't do nothing or enjoy nothing because you're so focused on trying to heal and be perfect and get rid of just your, you know, negative thoughts. And the truth is that you're always going to be growing and learning and maybe trying to heal wounds that reopen, in different stages of life. So you're going to always be working, on yourself. It's a never ending journey pretty much. You know, it's easy to fall into a trap of thinking that once we worked through all our pain and healed from our past, then and only then we can find the joy in life. But today I want to share with you why healing and joy can and should go hand in hand. You can enjoy life now, and even as you're working through your tough stuff, you know, still laugh along the way. So first, let's talk about the way we often view healing. I just had a complete mindset that I need to fix myself before I can really live. So I was constantly I never did anything. I would work, go home. I had a good routine, so I would go to the gym and then go home and eat and then go to bed. I never really hung out with friends. I kind of stayed away, especially I stayed away from my friends that if they wanted a drink, just because that was something that wasn't good for my healing. So I did stay away from that, but you know, there is also positive ways that you can enjoy life. You don't have to go out with friends to drink to have fun. You can do stuff positive and enjoy and have fun. And it shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't completely exclude yourself from everything and from the world just because you feel like maybe I felt like I was a downer and I wasn't fun because my anxiety and things would overwhelm me. But that's a part of learning and growing, and it's sometimes a good experience to feel your anxiety in those moments when you're out with friends, or maybe, you know, you're out at a work event, because then it helps you put those exercises in place and it starts becoming a habit and you start learning to control your anxiety and your thoughts. And then you can get back to the moment faster the more you practice. And, you know, at the end of the day, we can't wait until we're perfect or fully healed before we can truly be happy. Because does perfect exist? Not really. So there's always going to be something coming up, something happening. At the end of the day, healing isn't a destination, it's a journey. And if you wait until you're finished to start living your life, you might miss out on all the beautiful moments that are happening right now in your life that you're not, that maybe all the negativity has blinded you from seeing. So like I said, I remember in my own life when I was just focused on fixing myself. So I pretty much just did the same thing every day and didn't do anything. And weekends were the toughest because I didn't have work. So I would go to the gym, but there wasn't much to do, especially during winter time. That was the hardest for me because I'm up north and I'm used to, when I lived down south, I was able to be outside 24/7, which was my peace in my, and that is something I would enjoy. And I would always, if I had, like, I'm a runawayer, so if, you know, I was hurting or anything, I would just go into the woods or go to the beach or go to the lake and just sit. But up here, it's hard because pretty much the whole year is winter time, and I do not like the cold. So that has been a big adjustment to learn to. I was, you know, sitting with my own thoughts, and I hated being outside, and I didn't want to leave the house because it was so cold. So you just got to learn different ways on how to enjoy the moment instead of letting your negative thoughts take over you. Again, me going out to have fun was hard at times because I just felt like I was a downer, especially if I was drinking. It was just not good, because when you're healing, I don't like healing for me, and drinking just doesn't mix because it makes me, my brain get foggy. It makes the negative come more, I guess, heightened. So it was either that, because that's what all my friends did during winter time, because I was in like pool leagues and things like that. So it did keep me busy, but also it was in the atmosphere that I wasn't strong enough to handle at the moment. So I would just miss out on those little things in life. But at the time, I also didn't know there was positive ways to enjoy life either. That was just always my atmosphere. Was the bar scene. So I was kind of trapped in that way as well. And also, I just didn't think there was, like, what do I have to be joyful for at the moment, because I'm working on myself and I'm down. And it just, it kind of over, the darkness kind of still hovers over you, even though you're dealing and going through your healing journey. But sometimes that's not the best thing to do, is exclude yourself from everything and shut yourself from the world to focus on yourself 24/7. Sometimes you need a little bit of play and laughter with other people. And then also the healing process becomes more meaningful when you allow yourself to feel joy along the way as well. And you start seeing the light in life, and it just gets easier the more you put yourself in maybe uncomfortable situations. Let's just say not uncomfortable, just say out of your comfort zone, because your anxiety takes over. So you don't want to go out to a work event, or maybe a festival, but let's exclude the drinking and you're sober, and that can cause anxiety too, because you're just like, because you're not able to like get loose and, you know, get a buzz, and then you start being yourself, and then you drink too much, and then your negative just takes over. So you just, all that anxiety just builds up. But putting yourself out of your comfort zone into like those positive environments actually helps you learn how to control your negative thoughts and your anxiety and your triggers. It's not easy, obviously, at the beginning, and it takes a lot of time. I'm not even going to say, it just honestly depends on you. Cause I still have, I can go out to events a little bit better. I don't drink at all. Because drinking is just not for me anymore, especially just cause I know who I am. I might have like one or two drinks, but that's it. If I do anything, or maybe like on a summer day by the lake, I'll have like one or two drinks, but I never get drunk. I just get a little maybe buzz and that's it, and then I quit and go back to water. But how do we start enjoying life while healing? Well, let's reframe the healing journey. So many of us think that healing means we have to be fixed before we deserve happiness. Happiness. But in reality, healing is a lifelong process, and it's okay if you don't have everything figured out. Nobody does. I still to this day don't, and it's been 8 years. So since I really started my healing journey. And you're never going to it's healing will never come to a destination. You're gonna always constantly heal, because sometimes through different stages of your life, wounds will reopen, and then you have to do your coping mechanisms that you know. And it does get easier to cope with, obviously, as these wounds reopen, but you still have to put them in place. And sometimes it's always good to just go back to the first step of maybe talking to a therapist, which is what I do. And she explained to me that different stages of your life, as your life changes, those wounds will be reopened and you will get triggered again. And it's a never ending process. It's obviously becomes easier along the way, and you know how to cope, and you understand yourself better, and you understand what everything is grounded at. And when I went and spoke to my therapist last Friday, she even told me, she's like, because I was explaining everything to her, and the thing is I knew, and I was very well understood of who I am in my past. So me explaining these situations, it was a very more open-minded way. It was more understanding way too. And she pretty much it was just good to talk to her, because she didn't really give me much advice. It was just nice to talk to her, because I know my coping exercises, I know what I need to do. It's just having that person to talk to again. And she's seen from 5 years ago to now, she's seen how I'm a completely different person, and she acknowledged that to me. And she explained that as things go on in your life, as you have kids in your 30s, and then as your kids leave, it usually reopens those wounds as a childhood that happened to your childhood, and you just have to, start back coping again and just acknowledging your feelings and growing. And obviously, it is a challenge, but at least you have a start, and you know where to start, and you understand everything better, and you're not letting it take over your life completely. Because even though I know what I need to do, and I already started the process before, I actually was going to cancel my therapy session, because I'm like, well, I'm doing what I need to do. But it was just good to talk to her, and get her, get her understand, like it was just good to get her feedback on it. She was just it was just good to let it out to someone that completely knows who I am and what my past. And again, it was baby steps, and that's exactly what I started doing. And it's more of being proactive than reactive. So, and that's something I do forget, because I'm not always a proactive person. Where like instead of, hosting an event, maybe go to someone else's house, and then I have the opportunity to leave if I get triggered, or if I need to take a moment, whatever I need to do, I have the option to leave. Whereas if they were at my house, I couldn't just tell them to leave. That would just be rude, and it wasn't. It was just being a moment I would be stuck in, and I'll be like stuck in my emotions, and I would have to figure out and learn and do my exercises to get through it faster, and then I would get more anxiety. It would just be like a revolving door, pretty much. But if I was proactive, and instead of, for instance, maybe obviously, because I feel a certain sometimes I get down about how close my husband's mom and sister are, which is not even about them. It's more about I'll never have that type of relationship. She told me, well, why don't you, instead of getting down if my sister-in-law is at my mother-in-law's house, why don't I offer both of them a coffee and go over and talk to them instead of just shutting them out, getting in my little cocoon and, you know, stay in my house. And again, I could be, you know, asking the sister-in-law, what would you like? What would you like for me to get from Starbucks as well, you know? And then going over there and actually enjoying my day and having great conversations with them and just living in the moment. You know, so if I decided to, you know, focus on fixing my own emotions because she's over at my mother-in-law's house, then I'm missing out on a great time of spending with them, and I'm missing out on that joy, and I probably will be sitting here in my own emotions getting sad, or, you know, I just miss out on things when in reality I should just go and do it, you know, control my emotions, realize that it's not them, which I know it was not them, it's more me, and have that relationship with them instead of, you know, because my mother-in-law, not that mine and her relationship would look like her and her daughter's relationship, but it's a relationship that's there and she would be there for me. And it's a relationship that I missed anyway. So it's just something, and it's something to be grateful for. So, you know, at the end of the day, reality healing is a lifelong process, and it's okay if you don't have everything figured out, because no one ever does anyway. So, but, you know, finding those little small things in life to be joyful for is a great way to help with the healing journey as well. Like the gratitude book I talk about, writing down what maybe you're thankful for, a few things that you're thankful for that day, or something you've seen that, you know, made you feel joy, like a sunrise. I love sunrises in the morning, and time changed recently. So now when I take my son to his school, I can watch the sunrise, which is so pretty because it's always vibrant colors. And I don't know, it's just, it does make your day feel better sometimes when you just can be out in nature or just acknowledge the beauty around you. It does make you feel better. You know, it can make you feel better. Nature just makes me feel better. So, so when we focus on things we're grateful for, we start to shift our perspective from what's wrong or missing in our lives to what's going right. So like I can easily be like, I have no good mom-daughter relationship, or I don't have any family. And instead I just look at like, I had a great weekend with my sister-in-law this weekend. Me and her spent a lot of time together. They were at our house and we had a cookout. And if I didn't take that first step of just inviting them and taking the initiative and starting, you know, because she thought there's always something, from what Derek's mom explained, she thought I was just, she was upset, or I was upset with her and stuff. And it obviously, because that goes back to me pushing everyone away, because I wouldn't, like, sometimes I wouldn't text back, or sometimes I would be very short text message, but that's just my own flaws and my own, that's my escape. It's pushing everyone away and being alone. But so she always thought, so obviously she never took the time. She would never invite me over or never, you know, ask if we could hang out, because she just didn't want to cross those boundaries or whatever she was feeling. She, 'cause she has her own anxiety. Everyone has anxiety in some type of way. So me taking the first step and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? Well, we end up having a great weekend and great bonding. And if it was for me to be still upset or feel a certain way because she has a great relationship with her mom, and that, again, you can't, it's not right to be that way, but sometimes emotions can take over, then I would have missed out on a great weekend with people. I would have probably been alone, because my husband was working on his truck, so it would be me and my son wouldn't have anyone to play with because he was playing with his cousins. So there would, it wouldn't have just been me missing out on joy. It would have been my son missing out on joy, or my husband, because it's not like he worked on the truck the whole time. He ended up in, interacting, and we were all together and just having fun. So if it wasn't for me to take that first step, then I would have missed out on a good weekend, and probably would have been very lonely and bored. Not that my son, he would probably kept me busy, but when we focus on the things we're grateful for, we start, to look at the bigger picture, and that shift can do wonders for our emotional state. Because I emotionally, after this past weekend, I feel very better. I feel great. I felt like I had a great weekend. Like it just helped me with the whole feeling inside of, I guess, that missing part. It kind of filled that missing part a little bit, even though I still will always have that missing part inside me. There's a little joy that, inside that it filled. It's always good to write down what you're grateful for. And you don't have to write a long list every day, simple things. Like I said, the sun rising, or maybe great food. I had some like wings. I'm grateful for wings because I love wings, and I had that this past weekend. And or maybe if a friend texts you something sweet, or just little things. It's just nice to remind yourself that, that makes me feel joy or makes me feel good. So it's just the small moments when we pause and appreciate them can bring us joy. And if you've been feeling like you're not allowed to enjoy yourself, remind yourself that you don't need to wait until everything's perfect, because at the end of the day, like I said, perfect doesn't exist. There's always something to improve and work on, but that is what keeps us learning and growing. So you can make space for joy now. And that is from listening to music, dancing, inviting people over if you're comfortable, or maybe asking them what they're doing and let them invite you over. Go out for a coffee or cook. Sometimes it's okay to even just rest and enjoy a little show that you like that's very comforting. Like my comfort show and I always go to show. It's Vampire Diaries. I don't know why. I just love it so much. It's just my comfort show. It's just on. I know what's happening. I don't have to look at the TV to know what's going on. It's just there. It's a great background noise for me. Especially if I'm, either listening to that or listening to Vampire Diaries or listening to music cleaning, a clean house just makes you feel good too. That can really adjust your mood, because a dirty house really puts me in a bad mood, and a bad mood goes to negativity, goes to argumentative. It just goes, just nothing good comes out of it. So I try to keep my house clean for the most part, because waking up to a clean house or going to bed when knowing it's clean, it does make you feel so much better too. So that's like can definitely help with your mood. But with that being said, the things I'm pointing out doesn't necessarily have to be big things to experience joy. Sometimes obviously it's the simple things and simple acts that make all the difference. And another thing that could be very powerful is, which I'm slowly learning, and I kind of learn when I would go to yoga, because wintertime, I started going to yoga a lot. I would get me a monthly membership, because then it would force, because first off, paying a monthly membership kind of forces you to go, because you're like, you don't want to waste that money. So you go a lot more than you probably would have if you just pay on a day pass. But wintertime, like I said, you can't go out and enjoy nature like I would love to do. So I got me a yoga. When it's cold. I only do yoga when it's cold. It's hot yoga. But that helps with a lot of things too. Like keep that, you know, that's a positive thing I did. Because sorry, I lost my train of thought. Okay, so the reason I started doing yoga and realizing like how it helped me find joy and feel better is because it made me practice presence. Because I never lived in the moment. I still obviously don't live in the moment as much, but this past weekend was a great example of me living in the moment. I didn't think of anything. I didn't have any anxiety. I didn't have any worry at all. Like I was kind of being very proactive and in control of certain things, which made me feel better. But practicing presence, yoga and meditation is like the best way to practice presence for me. Because it's easy to get lost in your thoughts, especially when we're working through past pain. Our minds can often take us to either the past or the future, or mine was more of, I guess I would reminisce on the future, like the negative things that could happen in the future to prepare myself if it happened, which is like not good. And then if I wasn't doing that, I'm reminiscing on what I didn't have it, you know, in the past. So, and I'm missing on all of the movement around me in the present. So, you know, I try to. Obviously, I'm not, you know, I'm not the worst at it anymore because I believe hot yoga really going there for like 2 months straight, because I would go at least 4 nights a week for 2 months for sure. Because once it got super cold, I just stayed in and watched a comforting show, and because I'm not going out in negative 30 degree weather. But it did help me. Or I guess being going to yoga allowed myself to fully experience what was going on as it was happening. Because when you're there, you're focused on your breathing. You do obviously, you know, your breathing exercises, you know, you're meditating, and then you're also doing like these movements that help your joints and your focus on the pose and your focus on, you know, what she's saying and the soft sounds around us. And then at the end, you just lay there quietly in darkness and you just shut your mind. And that was not the easiest for me at the beginning. I had to like start with looking, you know, as I say, they start with your toes, and then I guess that's waking up, but I start just like going, I don't know how to explain it. I just eventually just shut my mind off during it because it's a dark room with like little dim candles with soft music, and sometimes they do like an oil thing, or I don't know. It's like sometimes they put this thing, this like a wet rag over your eyes, and it has oil in it, and it's like lavender smell, or like they do like a soft touch with some smell. I don't know. It's just like different. It's different every night, but because it's different types of yoga. But it definitely taught me how to be present, if you have a hard time, because it just relaxes you. The more and more you go, the more and more you practice, the more you understand the exercises, the more you know, the better you feel at the end of the day. After the end of the session, it's just a great way to try to learn. I think it's a great way to learn presence. And at times, I try to use, you know, being in the moment. Like if I'm not at yoga, I try to just focus on the moment right here, then and there, and not think about the future or the pass. If I think about anything, it'll be like, what's the next project? Because spring is here and I love doing yard work. So that is what's been on my mind lately. But, the kind of presence helps us to embrace the now, which is where joy exists. So right here, right now, you're enjoying the moment. It feels great. And it can help you stay grounded. So, and, you obviously feel a lot better because your mind's not overpowering you, or, you're not having to fight your thoughts. And granted, being present is hard, but it's like anything. The more you work on it, the more you practice it, the better it gets. So, another thing, another thing we have is like the biggest misconception we have about self-growth. Like, it has to be constant. Well, sometimes constantly working on yourself can be so exhausting, like mentally exhausting, that you get in this mindset and just like, I'm letting the negative take over. Like, I don't care anymore. And then you kind of just, it's like you take a step back, and that's not always good thing either. I don't think, at least not for me, because we feel like we should always be striving to improve, and taking time for rest or fun is somehow wasting time, but it's not. Like I said, you need to enjoy life and rest, because it is important part of healing as a hard work you're doing on yourself. So, you don't want to wake up and realize and get exhausted from healing either, because it can't be. Because that's literally what happened to me. I just like, why am I... Like, I'm exhausted from him and trying to fight my thoughts, and I would just shut down and I would just stay in bed. And granted, resting and, watching a comforting show does help, but I wasn't really having any joy by doing that. I was like getting, sometimes it obviously wasn't helping because I was getting more depressed because there was no one around me. And maybe it was nice out and I didn't go outside when I should have been outside, because I love being outside. So why didn't I go outside? It would have made me feel better. So you really have to, or at least I really had to learn to just stop focusing on myself for a minute, as far as healing in my mind, and just go and do something outside. And eventually I start feeling better and I start enjoying life and looking at the beauty and the trees, or just look at things around me. And I just, again, finding that joy. But, if you're always pushing forward without taking time to rest, like I said, you'll burn out, and burnout doesn't help anyone. So you can enjoy life and heal at the same time, because you're never going to, your wounds, like I said earlier, your wounds are always going to reopen. Healing is always going to be there, and things will always happen in life where a new experience where you got to learn how to heal from that. So you're constantly learning and growing and healing. Something to enjoy, some other things that you could do is try a new hobby. That was something I did as a kid, actually. And that was like a positive thing, is I try to learn new hobbies all the time. So I did like a lot of sports. I learned to paint, I try learning guitar, but I don't have the attention span for that. So I just kind of like painting was my escape. I actually still would paint if I just felt mentally exhausted. I haven't painted in a while because it is kind of spendy to get, like, because I do oil based paint. So it was kind of spendy for me, and I threw all my brushes and everything away. So I would have to get everything again. But painting was my escape. I enjoyed the colors. I always painted the ocean, especially when I was up here. I painted a lot of different canvases of oceans because I just missed it so much. It was funny because when I was down south painting, I painted a lot of mountains because I'd never seen the mountains. So it's just like, it's kind of funny. But I would do exotic colors on the ocean too. Like, it wasn't just your basic blue ocean. Sometimes it was like a purplish with a whitish ocean. It was like at nighttime. Like, the colors were just so fun. And then how I learned is I taught myself with Bob Ross. And I just watch YouTube videos and I would listen to him, and that helped me get into the moment because I'm like focusing on trying to make this painting perfect. And I never, I never did a painting. I was pretty satisfied by the end of it. It was like a 3-4 hour thing for me because I did take my time and I wanted it to look a certain way, and I would fix things, and I would, because you can always reapply paint or take away with a certain color, and it was just so enjoyable to me. And that did help me, doing that did help me be in the moment as well. Looking back, I actually was very in the moment when I would paint because I would be so focused on like what he is saying, because he had like such a soft, soothing, hippie voice. His words, it's just, and it kind of, it's amusing to listen. He's amusing to listen to, sometimes I laugh. So it, that really, helped. And it was just me alone. I wasn't even, sometimes I would even go outside if it was really nice and paint outside. It was just like one of those things. But play and laughter helped, me restore and give me energy to continue my healing journey. So, yeah, just, it's always good to find something that you know that makes you feel joy in life. And, sometimes reason people hold back, or I don't really, I held back more because I didn't want to be a downer. But sometimes, like I think my, I, they haven't said it to me, but I sometimes feel my sisters might hold back on joy in life because of guilt. And, they feel like they're not worthy of happiness, maybe. They probably feel guilty or for taking time to care for themselves. So, this could be a part of you, and it shouldn't, you shouldn't feel guilty for taking care of yourself or finding joy, because sometimes everyone needs that. My husband needs that. He need, and that's why he went to work on his truck the past 3 nights, because that was his joy, that was his time. And I tend to my son and let him do his thing because he probably needed it, and he was probably, and it's been really nice out, so it's an excuse to go out and enjoy the air as well. But you shouldn't believe that you don't, earn joy, or you can't be happy because you haven't fixed anything, or you shouldn't hold guilt because of that, because you feeling unworthy or unworthy of happiness, or you feeling guilty for, spending time doing something you really enjoy. It's all false. It's not true, because at the end of the day, it's pretty much your birthright to allow joy in your life while you're still healing. You shouldn't, and it's easier said than done. I can't say you shouldn't feel this way, because people, it's really hard to overcome those feelings, especially when it's like implanted in you, and maybe like growing up you had like that voice of, you shouldn't enjoy, just negative nagging or something saying maybe you don't deserve happiness, or you can't enjoy this, or you're not worthy of this. So it is easier said than done. But if you feel guilty for laughter, take a break, or find joy when you're not finished healing, remember joy is healing, it's part of the process, and you deserve it. You just deserve to experience it. And honestly, that's where it goes back to that changing your mindset. So if you focus on healing and there's no laughter and there's no joy, and it's just constantly you battling your negative, well, that's exhausting. So, I mean, look at all the comedians. All the comedians had some kind of hard past, but they literally laugh, and I laugh at them because they're funny. Like, some of the comedians are funny. I love watching comedian shows, and it's just so fun to laugh, and it just makes you feel so much better, and you forget all the exhaustion in your mind, and It should, that's, I mean, it's part of healing. You are healing yourself by letting yourself laugh and enjoy the moment. So maybe you can change your mindset that way. Me enjoying myself is me feeling good, and that is part of healing. And if you're in, and then if something happens during that time of you enjoying yourself and healing, or sorry, you're enjoying yourself and the happiness, and say you got triggered, well, that's a good way of you putting in anxiety exercises, or whatever your coping exercises are out in public. That's you practicing them and getting your body trained to do those exercises and learn. So eventually your anxiety isn't taking over, your negative thoughts aren't taking over when you're out in public. So it is healing and you're learning, but you're just having fun and living in the moment at the same time. So I mean, you that's one way you can change your mindset on that. So, as I said that, I want to remind you of, you're important. You don't have to wait until you work through all your past pain to enjoy life, because you would miss on so much. Like for, I would have missed out on a good weekend with people this past weekend, or I would have missed out on Christmas time because I have no family and I'm with his family. If I was upset because I don't have family, or and I didn't want to go to do Christmas dinner or Christmas opening presents with his family, I would have missed out on that. So you don't want to miss out on things that can cause you joy in life just because of you don't think you deserve it, because you do. And at the end of the day, like I said, healing is a never-ending journey. But it's a journey that you can, live in the moment. You can go out and have fun. So, and that can make you feel at peace and happiness. And when you allow yourself to feel joy, you're actually moving closer to healing and growth you desire. So yeah, I encourage you to find one small moment of joy today. It might be something simple like a warm drink, a phone call with a friend, or I don't know, a few minutes spent doing something you love. Like this morning, I seen a beautiful sunset and it was very relaxing. And then I went to the gym. And that is something I really enjoyed. I got to clear my head and I feel very refreshed and I feel amazing. So you don't have to wait. Happiness is available to you now. Just know that you're in control of it, no matter where you are in your journey. But if you found this episode helpful, share with a friend who might need a little extra joy in their life right now. And also, if you would love to share your journey on your healing, or or your past, or your life lessons that you learned, anything that you would like to, get off your chest and you think that could help someone else, feel free to DM me on Instagram. And I would love to do a podcast with you, because I think supporting one another is very important. And it's just another positivity in your life as well. So don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and again, you can follow me on Instagram at Shifting the Narrative Without an E. I do post maybe some encouragement or some like tips that I may say in like previous podcasts, just to remind everyone and keep the positive going. But anyways, I appreciate everyone that listens. And I will catch you next time. And remember, it's okay to enjoy life while on your healing journey, because again, sometimes it takes the, joy to help with your healing. So don't forget that, and I hope everyone has an awesome day.